Welcome back to Bears Game Day Live and the PNC Studio here at Halas Hall. The Bears have a chance to improve their record in primetime in San Diego, and they want to take full advantage of showing the country what they can do on the big stage.
Well, right now, we're just looking for a win at all costs. Monday night, obviously, everyone's watching the bright lights upon you. It's time for big players to go out there and step up in big-time games. You know, that's going to be our mindset.
Monday Night Football is great. That's what I love about playing in Chicago. I remember in Arizona, you could play great or play horrible, and people, quite frankly, don't really care as much. But when you're in Chicago, you play good or bad, it's going to get noticed more. When you're playing on Monday night, you play poorly or you play great, it's going to get noticed more. And so I think it's a great opportunity for our defense to show what we can do, for our team to show who we really are.
All the guys are working extremely hard. But we have a lot of work to do still. You know, we can run the ball a lot better. We can protect a lot better. We got to prepare like that every day, that we got to keep on getting better and improving.
The Chargers have a 2-6 record, but they lead the league with 423 total yards per game. Shutting down San Diego's offense will start with containing Phillip Rivers.
He sits in the pocket. You know, he's not a scrambler. He's going to sit in the pocket until his route opens up. So that inside pressure is definitely going to be key this week and for us being successful on defense and getting sacks.
We definitely have to, you know, carry our own weight, you know, as guys in the secondary, because if our guys on the front end are going to get the pressure to the quarterback, then he's going to, you know, throw some sporadic balls that we on the back end have to make plays on.
The Bears are 2-0 against AFC opponents this season with wins over Oakland and Kansas City. They'll try to go for their third straight win in the AFC West tomorrow. Lou, back to you.